Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, April 1st, a new month, finally. However, this week, there's definitely a slowing down of energy. Like, we had a lot going on in the lead up to that lunar eclipse, close to March 25th, so I bet last week was probably pretty busy. As you saw things come together in a certain area of your life, like I know with work, I really began to see like where the efforts, it was so interesting because I started this huge project last fall. The idea came to me right at the last set of eclipses, like the Libra solar eclipse and then that final Taurus lunar eclipse. And the project's like actually getting wrapped up finally at this next pair of eclipses, which is crazy. So that was a literal experience for me and just like how busy a lunar eclipse can be. I wonder if anyone else has felt that. I'm sure a lot of you have. But this week we're in like the very much the waning phase of the moon as we build up to a solar eclipse in Aries, which is happening a week from today on Monday, April 8th. And that's going to be that huge American solar eclipse. You'll be able to see it across a lot of North America. I'm so sad I'm going to be traveling internationally at that time. And I was like, months ago, I was like, I'm going to see this eclipse. And then it just so happened the only weekend I could do this travel aligned with that eclipse. And the eclipse happens to be taking place in my ninth house. So it actually makes a ton of sense that I'm not even in the country I'm traveling for that one. But anyways, back to what I was saying, in the lead up to next Monday, things will start to slow down over the course of this coming week, especially because we have a Mercury retrograde starting today. So waning moon preparing for a solar eclipse plus Mercury retrograde beginning. If you had been working on something super intensely and you were like, oh my God, it's about to launch, or I'm finally going to get this opportunity, expect there to be delays or a slowing down. And don't freak out about it, because I just find with these initial first few days of Mercury retrograde, it's kind of a shock. It's like, whoa, like I was on one track and now that direction is kind of shifting and I'm not sure where to put my energy right now, or something you thought would happen gets pushed back, delayed, or in some cases falls through. So if you are experiencing that over the next few days, I always say like the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, which will be around April 11th this time, that's when any confusion you're having right now may start to clear up and you have a better idea of how to move forward with anything that's bothering you this Mercury retrograde. I'll get more into that in a second. But yeah, that's kind of the energy surrounding this week, is super low energy the closer we get to the weekend. Plus, with the Mercury retrograde, maybe feeling a bit confused or stuff gets delayed and plans are just slow to take form this week. Okay, let's get into the forecast though. So Monday, April 1st, we are starting the week off on more of a productive note because the moon is in Capricorn all day. So if we're thinking of the moon being in Capricorn throughout all of Monday and all of Tuesday, you may be more focused on long-term goals, or you're handling greater responsibilities in a particular area of your life. Again, like check the house ruled by Capricorn. That's where maybe you're stepping it up or you're feeling more focused. Also probably feeling grounded, like you're able to actually give your attention to these practical details and tasks that maybe on another day you wouldn't have the time for, or you wouldn't feel the pressure to do in that moment. Like when that moon enters Capricorn, it's like, okay, time to do whatever you've been putting off and honor your commitments, basically. The moon is also applying to a sextile with Mars in Pisces all day. So this is great, like harmonious, supportive energy coming from Mars, and it'll just give the moon and give you that greater energy to put towards work or running errands or anything else that needs your attention on Monday. So maybe plan for Monday being more productive. Like if the weeks usually start slow for you, maybe you notice on this Monday, you're more inspired and motivated to get things done and get your week going. Later in the day, as we approach Monday evening, the moon will come into a square with the sun in Aries. That's not as fun. You may feel a bit frustrated with something or someone, or there could just be some internal tension coming up. Like you're more easily annoyed than you usually would be. It's a very minor transit, but yeah, it could just make you like not feel as relaxed and fun on Monday night. Also, going back to Mercury retrograde, it does start on Monday today. And Mercury retrograde will be happening in the sign of Aries, and it's lasting from April 1st through the 25th. Mercury is stationing retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries, and then on the 25th, it'll station direct at 15 degrees of Aries. So basically, anyone who has like Aries placements in the second half of this sign, so if you have an Aries rising, Aries midheaven, Aries sun, moon. Also, like if your chart ruler is in Aries, like let's say you're a Scorpio rising and you have Mars in Aries, that would be really important. If you do have placements that, like any Aries placements are definitely going to feel this retrograde the most, but specifically if they fall between that degree range of 15 and 27 degrees. I just find when you have a Mercury retrograde affecting your chart in a really strong way like this, there tends to be some kind of confusion about your sense of direction. Like, what do you need to be doing next? Maybe like rethinking your identity, your personal goals. There could be more intense feelings of self-doubt coming up, or you could just feel low energy and like, and are just like, I don't feel like doing anything new right now. I just want to chill. So if you do have like Aries is pretty prominently in your chart and you are feeling that way at this moment, know that that's okay and that it'll pass. It's just Mercury retrograde. But for everyone, the fact that Mercury retrograde is happening in the sign of Aries may get you thinking a lot about how can you be more direct and assertive about what you want? How can you also think more independently or maybe voice your opinions that are completely your own without worrying so much about upsetting someone or not saying the right thing? It's like, this is what I believe and I'm going to throw it out there. On the other hand, though, you could be thinking about how can you be softer in your style of communication? Do you need to be less bossy if you are finding that like maybe your words are coming off a bit aggressive? So it's kind of the push-pull. It's like, I need to be more assertive and make my point known and think for myself, but then also making sure you're not going too far and completely brushing off how someone else may be feeling. Mercury retrograde in general will also have you doing a lot more reflection. I find that there's usually, like right as the retrograde starts, there's usually recurring thoughts that will start to come up a little bit more strongly about a certain situation or maybe something that's been left unsaid in a relationship. And it could have you trying to figure out the best way to voice what you're feeling to someone about that situation or that relationship. It's just about doing it in a very tactful way, which Mercury in Aries may not be the best. So like when you are having important conversations or making a decision, just making sure to review that and double check any text messages or emails you have to send. Also, I mentioned this at the start, Mercury retrograde is known for bringing up delays, or it may have you. It's not so easy to push ahead with new plans and new project ideas, but rather Mercury retrograde asks you to return to what you already know. Like maybe there was a past interest you forgot about or a past idea you had written down for work, but never did anything with. Try to return to that type of thing. It could also be that a past relationship surfaces, like maybe an old friend gets in touch with you or an ex comes back into your life. I would use that as kind of a learning experience of how can I gain closure with that past relationship or how can we do things differently here? I don't really advise jumping right back into something with someone. It's more like, how can I learn from the past to inform myself better in my relationships moving forward? For everyone, it's really important to check the house ruled by Aries in your chart to see where you may be slowing down a bit or need to address any recurring thoughts that are coming up. And on the flip side of that, there may also be significant activity actually taking place in that part of your life represented by that house in your chart. But the activity happening there, it could need some rethinking or some restructuring first. I want you to know that Mercury retrograde is not all bad. It's not something you needed to put your life on hold for. It just may have you revisiting the past first. Like, for example, I met my fiance. Our first date was when Mercury retrograde was happening in my seventh house. And those first couple of dates that we were seeing each other while Mercury was still retrograde, I had a lot of emotions come up about guys ghosting me in the past and like being scared that he would do the same thing to me. So I really had to move past these past dating fears first and learn how to approach dating this new person in a different way than I was used to. So it's not that Mercury retrograde made forming this new relationship and having this new opportunity impossible. It was just like there was a learning curve at first. So that's what you can expect, probably with this one. Okay, moving on to Tuesday, April 2nd. The moon is still in Capricorn all day. So those Capricorn moon keywords will still apply throughout Tuesday of maybe being a bit more ambitious or focused and able to just put your head down and focus on the work in front of you. Early in the morning Eastern, like right around 8 a.m. Eastern, the moon in Capricorn will trine Jupiter in Taurus. And then later on in the day, like throughout the afternoon, the moon will move on to trine Uranus in Taurus. So having this positive connection with Jupiter and Uranus could have you feeling more uplifted or optimistic about what you're working towards. Again, it might be easier to accomplish what you set out to do or make necessary changes in those, in that, in like a certain aspect of your life. Any interactions you're having with people might just feel like things are flowing more easily, or you're able to have like stimulating conversations. This trine happening across two earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, is also good just for feeling more peaceful and grounded overall. Another transit that's taking place on Tuesday is that Venus is in the later degrees of Pisces, and it's quickly approaching a conjunction with Neptune in Pisces. This conjunction will actually go exact on Wednesday, but you will definitely be feeling the buildup to it earlier, especially on Tuesday. So when we have Venus and Neptune come together like this, one area of your life that's probably going to be affected is maybe money and finances. So there could be some confusion over money or anxiety surrounding your personal finances for a couple day period. Or it could be that you're just spending a lot of money and not really tracking where it's all going. There's kind of more of a reckless, like, whatever, I'll make money again in the future. So it could be that you want to pay closer attention to outgoing expenses. And then the other major theme with Venus, of course, is relationships. So having Venus come together with Neptune basically amplifies the meaning of what Venus in Pisces already is. This is definitely a hopeless romantic type transit where maybe you're not seeing a dating situation clearly, or you feel like you're giving a ton of energy away to a friend or a relationship. Or you could be yearning for greater romance in an existing relationship and want to feel more connected to your partner. I would say like those are the more challenging aspects of this transit. The more productive side of this transit would be, it's really great for tapping into personal creativity and like allowing yourself to come up with new creative ideas, lose yourself in some type of artistic hobby. You may also feel called to like a spiritual practice. Like maybe you get more out of journaling or meditation on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. You may also feel called to help people in some way and want to be of service. So however that might look to you, that could be another theme that comes up. I would probably avoid doing any major beauty procedures around Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Like I got a haircut last week because I knew that this was coming up and I was like, I can't risk having disappointment or confusion surrounding my hair. Okay, moving on to Wednesday, April 3rd. Like I said, that Venus-Neptune transit will be in full effect on Wednesday too. So everything I just went over about Venus and Neptune will apply to Wednesday as well. The moon will move into Aquarius though. It moves into Aquarius right around 5 a.m. Eastern. So if you are in time zones further ahead, you may feel lower energy at the start of your day until this 5 a.m. Eastern marker, because the moon will be void, of course, at the end of Capricorn. So then we get the moon in Aquarius waking up on Wednesday morning. You will likely feel more social. This is a good day to schedule meetups with people or connect with some type of community, even if that's online. I just feel like I always have more support coming from other people when the moon's in Aquarius. And also, thankfully, the moon has cleared its conjunction with Pluto by the time people in America are waking up and starting our day. So we really don't have to deal with that Plutonian, controlling, anxious energy. Also, the moon being in Aquarius on Wednesday means this is a good day for planning for your future or thinking strategically about what's to come. Maybe having meetings where you have to brainstorm, like, what do we want to start working on next? Where do we envision ourselves? But once again, because we're in a waning moon and a Mercury retrograde, not really acting on any of that just yet, but maybe getting more ideas coming to you. Like Wednesday could also be a really good day for communication-based work, like writing or speaking-related projects. Then we're to Thursday, April 4th. The moon is still in Aquarius all day. It will be squaring Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, though, right around midday Eastern. So you're going to feel that late morning, early afternoon, if you're on Eastern time zone. That may be the period of the day when work is the busiest for you, or you have a lot of enthusiasm and energy to pitch new ideas or accomplish whatever's in front of you. You could also have friends reaching out to you unexpectedly, or maybe random work opportunities or plans pop up because you get that unexpected energy of Uranus connecting with the moon. So I see Thursday as more one of the days of this coming week that's a bit more productive, like where you may want to meet up with people, get things on your calendar, even though we're in like an overarching period of not a ton of momentum or energy. Thursday might be like a blip in there where you feel a little bit better. Now we're to Friday, April 5th. Venus is officially in Aries as of right around midnight Eastern. So Venus will be in Aries for several weeks. So the next coming days, you may be more active in reaching out to people and socializing, or you could have like newfound motivation to date and put yourself out there. If you are in a relationship and you've been on the fence about making a decision, having Venus in this like take action sign of Aries means that you may be more decisive about a relationship and you're kind of knowing like, I want this, I don't want this. It's very different from Venus being in Pisces, which was a lot about like having an overly romanticized view of things. Venus in Aries is like, I want to act now. I'm not that patient. And it could also be that you're feeling a bit more independent. Like you're not so much needing to rely on other people and you're kind of taking charge and taking action in a certain area of your life. I will say Venus doesn't thrive in the sign of Aries because Aries is opposite to one of the signs Venus rules, Libra. So this transit may make it a bit more challenging to compromise and see where someone else is coming from. Like compromising and working through relationship-related stuff just will require a bit more effort and consideration on your part. But now that Venus is in Aries, there are a ton of transits taking place in Aries at this moment. Mercury retrograde, the Sun, the North Node, and now we have Venus. So the Aries ruled house of your chart is seeing a ton of action take place over the coming weeks. Like that is the part of your life where you're seeing the most change and developments happen at the moment, especially because we're only a couple days out from an upcoming solar eclipse also taking place in Aries. So it's really like, if you're wanting to know what the bigger themes for you that you should be focused on right now and where you can expect opportunities to present themselves, you're looking at that house ruled by Aries in your chart. Also on Friday, though, the moon does move into Pisces a little after 7 a.m. Eastern. So there is this push-pull between Aries and Pisces, like high energy, independent, motivated versus Pisces, which is like super sensitive and emotional. So you could have a little bit of both going on Friday. When we get to Friday night, Saturday morning, like kind of like a 12-hour time span, Eastern time, the moon will come up on this conjunction with Mars and then Saturn in Pisces, which is not easy. So if you do have plans to meet up with someone on Friday night or Saturday morning, there could be frustration or irritation that comes up. or you may notice that like it's a little harder to get on the same level with someone, or you're just kind of like quick to react, or maybe someone's like snapping at you out of nowhere. Pay attention to see if that type of thing comes up. There may also be pressing work on Friday evening that needs your attention. Like maybe you're not able to ease into the weekend as much as you would like. And there may still be like unfinished work that needs to be taken care of on Saturday morning. But yeah, going back to the theme of relationships, I just see like Moon, Mars, Saturn, like having maybe a minor fight or a disagreement that comes up with someone. Or outside of relationships, it could be that like you are just way more emotionally reactive in general and just feeling kind of anxious or emotionally heavy. Like the Moon is meeting up with the two toughest planets, Mars and Saturn. So if you do have a hard time like relaxing and falling asleep on Friday, know that that will pass and the rest of the weekend will be easier. And that takes us right into the weekend. So moving on to Saturday, April 6th, early Saturday morning, the Moon will be exactly conjunct Saturn. This is felt most intensely around like 5 to 7 a.m. Eastern. So if you're in time zones ahead, this will influence a larger part of your day. As most of us waking up in America, thankfully this Moon-Saturn conjunction has cleared a bit by the time we're starting the weekend. But it may be that you have to get up early for something on Saturday, or there's unfinished work and errands that you need to take care of. Like Saturday could still very much be a day of tending to responsibilities, organizing plans, and being a bit more productive. As the day progresses, though, you'll start to feel more relaxed, and that gentle Pisces energy, like the Moon will get more of that because it'll just be moving further away from Mars and Saturn. So for the rest of the day on Saturday, it could be a good time to chill, be alone, tend to your own fun activities, especially because we're almost at a solar eclipse. And like the solar eclipse is like a new moon. It's you're retreating. You don't have as much energy to put towards other people. It's a great time to take alone time and really get clear on what do you want to be working towards moving forward. So Saturday evening, Saturday night, you may want to journal, meditate, go on a long walk in order to get clear on where you want to be headed in the coming weeks. We're closing out one lunar cycle to start another one come Monday. Now we're closing out the week on Sunday, April 7th. The Moon has moved into Aries a little after 7 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning. So if you're in time zones ahead, you're probably going to feel super sleepy or not so motivated in the earlier part of your day on Sunday with the Moon hanging out with Neptune in the later degrees of Pisces. But once we hit 7 a.m. Eastern, Sunday just looks overall more pleasant, in my opinion, because the moment the Moon moves into Aries on Sunday morning, it will conjunct Venus in Aries. And that conjunction will carry through a large part of the day if you're on Eastern time or just in America in general. So Sunday could be good for scheduling low-key social plans, keyword being low-key, because we are like the day out from a solar eclipse. So you probably won't want to do anything that requires a ton of energy, but Moon conjunct Venus is great for having like one-on-one meetups with friends. And if you felt more emotional or kind of on edge, especially around that later Friday, early Saturday timeframe, it could feel like those emotions have lifted and you're feeling a bit more energetic as we head into Sunday. As we go into the next week, though, you may feel both like low energy, but also that there's a ton on your plate to take care of because we have this Mars-Saturn conjunction approaching in Pisces that will go exact early next week. So really take time over the coming days and especially next weekend to rest and be alone to recharge because Mars-Saturn conjunction, that's a big transit happening next week that can often point to burnout and just feeling like you have way too much going on and very stressed out. So try to rest when you can. We'll get more into that Mars-Saturn conjunction in next week's episode, though. Thank you again for listening and for supporting my podcast. Anyone that's become a recent subscriber on Substack, thank you again. I appreciate all the support and I'll see you back here next time.